Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's hump day. If you want outside lands passes, you have arrived at the correct location. Code words all this week at 8:05 in the morning, 12:05 lunchtime, 4:05 and 6:05, three times in Jane's show. We'll give you code words. You send those, you text those over to the contest line, 20357, and you're in the running to win a pair of three-day festival passes. All 3 days to outside lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and a very long list of other people performing. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, and it's courtesy of Another Planet. We're going to start with Lil Nas X. He landed in the hospital with facial paralysis.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know, what drug paralyzes your face? Or?
Bath salts. Is that it?
I actually don't, he's not saying.
Cocaine!
That just makes your face numb.
They're not the same thing?
I'm not sure. Lil Nas X ended up in the hospital Monday with facial paralysis. It was only the right side of his face that he, quote,
oh, he had a stroke.
Well, he's saying no.
Oh.
So my question is, so it's only the right-hand side of his face that he lost control of, but he seemed to be in good spirits in a video that he posted from his hospital bed. He's showing off his half smile. He says, bro, I can't even laugh right. And then in a follow-up post, he said, I'm gonna look funny for a little bit, but that's it. He didn't say how it happened or if he even knows, but I was thinking to myself, could that be Bell's palsy? And the person that I know who's had Bell's palsy.
Oh, that's where Eddie comes in.
Is Eddie Ift.
All right.
Eddie, are you there, darling?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Eddie.
Hey, Benny. I got a call from you guys and it said spam risk.
Oh, well, we definitely are spammy. Thanks for picking up.
How are you guys?
Great. How you had Bell's palsy, yeah? Half your face was paralyzed.
Half my face, which means there is a God.
What does that mean?
Because, like, if there was no God, it would be my whole face.
Oh.
It's just like, God was bored and went, hey, half the face.
We're just going to paralyze half this guy's face. Just see what happens.
It's so odd that you just wake up and just half your face is like, and I woke up and my wife was in bed next to me and she looked at me and she goes, what the F is wrong with your face?
Nice.
And I go, you don't look so good in the morning either.
Jeez. Could you feel it? Could you feel it right when you woke up? Were you like, something's up here or?
Sort of. I got like eye twitching for a couple days before it. Like my eye started to twitch.
Oh, my eye does that sometimes.
My eye does that too.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
So apparently it's like something happens to your seventh cranial nerve and it's like the whatever it moves through or something, it gets kind of some inflammation from all different things. It could be you slept on it wrong. I had a friend get it from, he fell down a flight of steps. I had my brother-in-law got it from a surgery. He had a brain surgery. But mine came from herpes.
Oh,
so
that makes sense.
It's part of it's. There's like a.
I think you just broke Vinny. Okay, I gotta say your phone sounds like absolute poop. We're talking with Eddie Eft, longtime friend of the show, incredible comedian. Just broke Vinny.
Oh,
got
come on.
Bell's palsy from herpes.
I came from herpes. I could, and he says it with a straight face. I can just see him ashing a cigarette and taking a hit, too. What? What'd I say? What? Came from herpes. Anyway, I'm so sorry. Go on. You were saying. Jesus Christ.
Now they're both broken. I know. The phone sounds terrible. All right. So let me ask you this. So Lil Nas X has this thing. He goes in and half his face is paralyzed, but he's saying it's just for a little bit. So we're thinking he's got Bell's palsy. Yeah.
No. So my wife, she goes, you can't blink. You can only wink because one of your eyes just is like, won't move. Your eye doesn't move. I couldn't hold water in my mouth. It's just like fall out of the side of my mouth. Like a horse drinks water. And my wife goes, do we need to go to the hospital? And I would like blink, but it would look like I was winking. And I'd be like, no. I'd go, yes, yes, I need to go to the hospital. She's like, are you serious?
Because you're winking at me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're still doing material. So she
drives me to the hospital. Or to the urgent care. And I go in and I look at this woman and the woman goes, move your forehead, do this, do this, do this. And this is just at the counter. And then she goes, did you drive here? And I go, yeah. She goes, do you have someone with you? And I go, yeah. She goes, you need to go to the emergency room right now. And I go, why? And she goes, I think you might be having a stroke. And I go, I'm too young, but it was more like, I was like, I'm too young to have a stroke. And she goes, apparently not. And so she goes, I'd call an ambulance, but you'll get there faster in your own car. So she goes, have your wife drive you. So my wife drives me to the hospital. And like, we walk in and you know, when you go to the hospital, you wait in line and you sit in the waiting room. They threw me on a gurney or whatever and just like ripped my shirt off and just started hooking me up to EKGs and
you were like a code blue guy.
He's going code blue, but he's winking the whole time.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm fine.
Drool's coming out of my face. My wife's joining Tinder.
You got to keep those herpes going. All right, listen, Eddie, the phone line sounds terrible. So when are you going to be in town so you can come in here and talk into a mic like a normal person?
I mean, you always are critical of my phone. And I know I...
Because it's terrible. Like, get a landline already.
It's cutting out Wally's right.
Wally's right. Don't deny it. Your phone sucks. Are we on speakerphone? Is that the problem?
My phone has Bell's palsy.
Okay. That's right. We hear about half of everything you're saying. All right, listen. I love you. Thank you for telling us.
May 16th, 17th. I'm at the Punchline.
Great. We'll see you in a month. That's perfect. All right. Eddie Eft, everybody. Thank you, Eddie. Love you. Okay. Eddie. King,
oh, my God.
King of the terrible.
Well, he lives in Malibu in the canyon. Like, nothing gets out of there.
Yeah. Well, and cell phones, there's, like, noise cancellation on him. So, like, he breaks Vinny, and then Vinny's making this noise in the background, so then you can't hear anything he's saying. And it's just, you know, we're trying to be as quiet as we can in the studio so that his thing doesn't get cut off by us talking. Blah, blah, blah. Lil Nas X, I think he's got Bell's palsy. I'm just helping him out by giving him a
4 and 5 says, OMG, herpes broke my face. Yeah, LOL, too funny.
My brother-in-law had brain surgery. I got mine from herpes. I was, thank God the phone worked for that one because that was made the whole thing worth it. Oh Eddie.
Goodness.
I love Eddie so much. I miss him. I remember he used to be around like every couple months he'd be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known Eddie for 25 years. He was on my morning show in New York City. That's how we met.
He's so great. He's great. Suck it, people who think you can't can't swallow gum. You can.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know this Parker McCollum guy. He's a country guy. I don't know him. But I do know that he says, I've swallowed every piece of gum I've ever eaten, and I am just fine, which is me. That's me. I've also swallowed every piece of gum I've ever eaten. I mean, I guess unless there's a trash can, I'll spit it out. Fine. But that's an old wives' tale. Don't eat it. It stays in your system for 7 years. No. He said in an interview.
That's not why you don't swallow gum.
Oh, really? Why is it
I thought it's because you blow bubbles out of your butt.
Oh, gosh.
Nope.
That's exactly it.
Is that what your mommy told you?
I just looked it up. That's exactly what that WebMD. It's right there. Butt bubbles.
Yeah, it's a bubble butt. So it's a wives' tale that if you swallow a piece of gum, it'll stay in your digestive tract. I don't need one. I don't even want one. No, thank you. So Parker McCollum, this country guy, says no. He said in an interview he swallowed every piece of gum he's ever eaten. And even more than that, he's like, seemed proud of it. He says, one time I swallowed 46 pieces of gum in one sitting. True story. And I feel great. Doctor said everything's good. According to the Mayo Clinic, this is a quote from the Mayo Clinic, which apparently, you know, you've heard that name, so it must be legit. If you swallow gum, it's true that your body can't digest it, but the gum doesn't stay in your stomach. It moves relatively intact through your digestive system and is excreted in your stool, sans bubbles.
It also says, in rare cases, swallowing large masses of gum or many small pieces of gum over a short period of time can block your digestive tract.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen to Parker McCollum. And he had 46 in one sitting, so I feel like that's enough to test that theory. So anyway, Parker McCollum, he has swallowed more gum and maybe pooped out more gum than any other country singer. And that made me think to myself, well, wives' tales, they're a thing. You know, yeah. You hear these things from Grammy. And so that's what we're going to do for our final game today. I'm going to tell you some, you know, Grammy says, here's what Grammy has to say about that. And then you guys will tell me, you know, real or fake.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That'll be a fun one, right?
I'm so excited. And you were very excited about it this morning.
I'm very excited about games today.
Yeah.
I came, you know, I was so relaxed yesterday as I was lounging in my hot tub.
All right. Yeah.
Creative energy. I was that'd be a fun game. Oh, I love that fun game.
I wasn't sure what you were getting at.
Just so relaxed.
I was so relaxed.
So relaxed about it. So awesome. I'm just like, chill and everything. It's my new way of talking. You know, this I'm imitating myself sitting in a hot tub. Speaking of hot, Billboard Hot 100. Luther, the song from Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Eight weeks at number one now.
Congratulations.
I know. It's big. Drake's song Nokia is number two.
That's Drake is losing the war, isn't he?
Well, he's certainly losing the charts war, that's for sure.
I mean, at the biggest television event, he was called out as a pedophile. And then the next biggest one of the year, they repeated the joke by saying, we're midway through. This is where Drake gets called a pedophile.
Right. Someone who's going to do it.
I just
that was the Oscars.
Could
that
you
was
imagine the Oscars. You just be at home going, here too? Oh,
I'm going to get on my giant private jet and count my money. I always feel better after I do that. Somebody bring all my jewelry. So there you go. He's got the number two song in the country, Nokia. Nokia, I don't know.
And that. My owl stuffy.
Yeah, my owl stuffy. Aww. Whenever I see his owl thing, I always think of extra virgin olive oil. Like, Evu or whatever. I don't know why. Moving on, because why did I even say that? Die with a Smile.
None
that's
of
number
that
three.
Even
right.
Any sense.
Exactly. So why continue to talk about it? Die with a Smile. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. That's number three. Down from number two last week. It is a former number one, though. There's a song from Big X the Plug. It's a song called All the Way. Big
Wait,
X the Plug.
Is this more than one person?
That's one person, and then there's a feature. Big X the Plug.
So it's another hip hop country mix up. He knows.
Oh, Bailey Zimmerman is the guest.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Is it? It's then does Big X the Plug? Oh, Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah, well, this is number four song in the country
Hold on, I think he was about to cuss.
We're not going to have that. That's just a little tip that we had to say goodbye immediately to Big X the Plug.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Big X the Plug. Like, what does he mean by that? Jesus. Pink Pony Club, number five. Shaboozy's A Bar Song Tipsy, that's number six. Still right up there, 52 weeks on the charts as of this week. There's a guy by the name of Alex Warren who's got a song called Ordinary. And that just jumped up from 14th place last week to 7th.
Very Christian.
Way to go, Alex.
It was actually a decent song.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, right. I liked it.
Well, Ordinary by Alex Warren. Lose Control, that's Teddy Swims. That's 86 weeks on the charts. I'm the Problem, Morgan Wallen is number 9. And at number 10, running out your top 10 hit songs in the country at this moment, it's Benson Boone and Beautiful Things. He's back up.
Amazing.
Yeah, 63 weeks on the charts. This guy.
Oh, Benson.
He's the best. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Is your relationship in a rut?
Oh.
After these.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. Alice at 97.3. What is it? What? What happened?
Oh, Maddie, can you read the text at the top?
At the very top.
The very tippy top.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, Rod Stewart had to not true. Rod Stewart had to have a stomach pump from swallowing all that chewing gum.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, is that what we're talking about?
Gum, I'm not getting into that.
Dallas 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. See all the pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's never happened.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by Barry Manilow Tickets.
Oh.
All this week, listen for the code word with Jane at 3.05 p.m.
Jane loves him, by the way. She was showing me these pictures of her as a younger lady with a much younger Barry Manilow.
I'm very sad she wasn't at the station at the time when I performed the Barry Manilow hit as a bet payoff at Bimbo's, to a sold out Bimbo's, by the way.
Would you like to recreate that moment?
No.
I can pull up the lyrics real quick.
I can't. Text that code word to her.
Her name was Lola.
Well, I mean,
she was a showgirl.
There was a lot to remember. That's not quite as hooky of a song. It's more of a story song.
Yeah. Luckily, you didn't sing it. You just told it.
Well,
it was great. The best part of it, though, was he kept like missing his cue. They're playing the intro to the song, you know, ready to go. And then it's got... And then Vinny doesn't... So then they play the intro
to
the song
again. Well, I was talking to the people in the audience.
And then Lewis, our old boss, comes over and he's all, I'm going to just shove you when it's time to start singing. So
that's
he gives
not
him
not
a shove
went.
And Vinny goes, her name was Lola.
What happened was my drummer had a cue set for me and I was missing it because I was busy talking to people. And then my bass player, his name's Todd.
Todd!
He was like,
oh, Todd.
Yeah. He's like, God damn it, Holmes! And I'm like, all right!
So he just kick him when it's time.
And so he gave me I had watched him and he gave me that, and then I knew to go. Anyway.
To go what?
To start saying words.
Say it. Say some
words. I'm not going to do that right now. I have a whole news break plan.
But really, if you want to. Good one, man.
If you've got a herpes joke, though, that one was fire just a minute ago.
That was a good one.
If you don't mind, I'd love to have the drum hit ready.
I don't have
text that code word to our contest line 20357 and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to either Barry Manilow on July 18th at Oakland Arena or Barry Manilow on July 20th at SAP Center.
God, the Bay Area lucking out. A couple of Barry Manilow shows. Mm-hmm. Catch them while you can.
Right. Morning clouds will give way to at least partial clearing today. So have a good one.
Yeah. We have some sun in downtown right now.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco.
Breaking through. One in four Americans are currently in a relationship rut.
Get a hot tub.
2,000 Go on.
Whoa, what happened?
What do you mean? Why would anything have to happen?
Something happened midweek yesterday?
What? No.
Did you guys do it in the hot tub already?
No. We would not do it in a hot tub. Just because we were both naked and floating around in there?
You did.
No, we didn't.
A survey of 2,000 Americans in a serious relationship explored the highs and lows of love and found that 26% currently believe their partnership needs some rejuvenation. I don't mean to sound like one of those midlife crisis movies we've all seen, but somewhere I heard marriages have seasons.
Yep.
And I was like, well, that sucks. You're in a very busy season right now. I'm not going to have one of those then.
Mm. Oh, a marriage in general.
And then I got a marriage, and it turns out I'm the bringer of winter. It's me.
Oh.
I'm the problem. It's me.
Hi.
Turns out.
I feel you.
Something happens.
Yeah.
And then winter comes, and then a little time passes, and then, you know, there's some spring, and then summer happens, and things are...
And then things start to chill out a little bit.
And then I go and open my yapper once again.
Winter is
coming.
Gets icy in there.
Isn't that the name of the new George R.R. Martin book, The Winds of Winter? Was that The Winds of Winter, I heard?
It's never coming out.
Yeah.
It's
never coming.
I read a quote to Sarah today about him saying, it's 13 years late.
He called it like his personal nightmare. Yeah. Like he just can't finish it. Hand it off to someone else. Let somebody else finish it.
Anyway.
Let AI finish it. It'll be fine.
I don't mean to quote from movies. I don't even know where I heard that. Like The Big Chill or, you know, Stella Groovy or whatever midlife crisis movie I heard it from. I do think you're like, you know, if you get in a rut, then you give it a minute and things heat back up, and then you give it a minute and things cool right back down. Don't worry. Oh. Or if you're, you know, whichever side of the good times you want to be on. I can't stand it when we're not talking. Like, it drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
But I also just keep not talking, waiting for the winter to end.
You can end winter whenever you'd like.
Do I have to apologize for something I didn't do? Because that always bums me out.
I don't know. Look around. Be grateful. Like,
come on. I didn't even do anything. Jeez.
Maybe that was the problem.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not in your relationship, Vinny.
But you know, I'm sure.
I feel like I am adjacent. I feel like I'm relationship adjacent.
Good luck out there. One in four Americans say they're in a relationship rut. Bob.
Yeah. Bob's young. She's not in a rut yet.
No, she won't. She doesn't know anything about it yet.
She thinks, she's like, not my marriage.
Right.
Everything's going to be fine. Me and Susan, we got this. Bob and Susan.
If you're not in a long-term relationship and you're on the dating apps, here's some advice. The worst messages you can send on dating apps.
Oh, listen up, Maddie.
When my good friend was on dating apps and I was getting a weekly update or even sometimes daily update, he would say things like, what I do is I see someone that looks pretty and then I read their whole thing.
Oh.
Like I learn about them.
Yeah.
And then what my opening line is something from the info that they've made available on their dating app. So,
I see. That seems smart. Like that's a person who put some time into creating a full profile and now you're actually interested enough to read it.
And I was like,
no wonder he hooked right up on the dating app.
That seems kind of cheesy. I mean,
does it?
Oh, I don't know.
She put the info up. Well,
and he had good luck. And all the stuff that I would think to say, they're saying, don't say these things.
Oh, okay.
Don't say, hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Or, hi. What's the matter with that? You're breaking the you're getting the conversation started.
Hi.
I don't know. If I opened up my dating app, and listen, I'm not on one of those, but if I opened it up and I'd swiped on some, you know, yes or whatever on some people, and then there were a bunch of messages that all started with hi or hey, I'd be like, okay. Did you ever use dating apps, Bob?
I didn't. I had Tinder for one day in college, but
did it work?
No. Susan and I met the old-fashioned way.
In real life?
In real life.
At a bar?
No, close though. There was definitely drinking involved.
Mm. Somebody's sure. Party?
We were interning together in Detroit over the summer before our senior year, and all the interns got put up in this really nice apartment building, and we just partied.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
So you met in real life?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Was it instant? No. Was it love at first sight?
No, definitely not.
Were you not into him, or was he not into you? Was he a real jerk and he had to prove himself to you?
No, he wasn't my type.
Mm.
Oh,
I
those
like
are
it.
Always the ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're like, yeah, I would never have looked at you twice, but here you are. Me likey.
A new survey asked single people about the worst messages you can send through the dating apps. Okay. Here's the top 10.
Hey and hi.
Hey and hi are at number one.
All right.
You up? How are you? Cheesy pickup lines like, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Hey, beautiful, or hey, handsome? That seems like a compliment.
It just seems like you're trolling for bait.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're literally
we might not be. Not all of us.
Some
of
people.
Us want relationships.
Starting off with, I usually never message first, but...
Mm.
What are you up to? You free tonight?
Oh.
You remind me of my ex.
Ew.
Why would you say that? That doesn't sound so... He's laughing. Why is that funny?
That's a terrible thing to say to somebody.
The worst thing
I've ever heard. Now, let me ask you this, though. Are they giving some suggestions on what you should... Oh.
No. No.
Well, it sounded like Billy had it right, though. The secret name.
What are you doing?
I'm just, you know, he's...
Spilling all the beans. They're everywhere. Anyway, my unnamed friend, yes, would read the whole thing and then bring something up about themselves.
Well, no wonder he lucked out on the apps.
They design apps that way now, like Hinge. You post a couple pictures and then there's a few prompts that you can choose from to respond to. And then the way you start a conversation with somebody is by responding to one of their prompts. So, for example, if you have like... Your favorite food is spaghetti, and then someone can respond and be like, "Oh, like I'm more of a linguine guy myself," and then you dive
right
into conversation.
Does Stacey know you're cheating on him? Because why do you know that?
His name is Susan.
Sorry. How do you know that?
She's got friends.
Yeah,
your friends are all okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fun. At least it starts a convo, right?
Well, there's the list of things you should not do. Including, we'd have beautiful children.
What's
I bet you get lots of messages. Why are you single?
Oh.
Tell me why we should date.
How dare you? Tell me why I should pick you over the dentist.
You know, my response was, go with the dentist for sure.
Bye.
I'm going to finish this bite of food and I'm going to get out of here. I don't know why you'd say that to anybody, but I guess I'm supposed to fight for you. We don't know each other.
Yeah, we literally are on our first date.
That's not going to happen.
The fighting has not begun.
Forget it.
Mm.
The director of food and nutrition at a school district in southeast Pennsylvania was arrested the other day for going to the bathroom in a store's walk-in beer fridge. 47-year-old Crystal Gauss strolled into Royal Farms convenience store in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
30 miles south of Harrisburg. Know where it is yet? Me neither.
Mm-mm,
the place has a refrigerated room with a big sign over it that says Beer Cave.
Oh.
She walked into the beer cave, pushed a case of beer out of the way, pulled her pants down, and went number two right on a shelf.
Number two?
Number two.
Just left it on a shelf.
And then walked out, got in her SUV, and left.
Oh. Do you think that she was drunk and she thought, well, any door will do?
It happened around 5 p.m., so it wasn't late at night, but the store didn't call the cops until 9:30 in the morning, I guess, because maybe they didn't know she'd done that. I don't know, but then they go on to say that.
So there's no cameras in the beer cave. You just go
no,
in there.
No, there's cameras.
They found it and everything.
Yeah, that's fun. There was no privacy in there. There's a camera inside the fridge, so they got it on video. Can you imagine having the face you make on video?
Maybe she's so relaxed about it that she can just like drop it anywhere and she just, you know,
Maddie wants me to tell this entire story nice and slow like.
No, he doesn't. He wants you to stop. We're going to play a game.
What?
We're going to play a game now.
She's been arrested.
Oh, that's good.
Just say, okay.
She is a duker.
And they also say, the place does have bathrooms too, right there.
Yeah, I think it's the Sheets because they have a beer cave. That's what it's called, the beer cave in Pennsylvania there.
Oh.
It's called what?
The beer cave. Yeah, they have a...
The place was called the Sheets? What do you say?
Sheets. Sheets Convenience Store.
Sheets Convenience Store.
We don't know them. I don't know them.
Beer
okay.
caves. Yeah, yeah. Oh, all right.
Anyway.
I learn something new every day.
Crystal, way to go.
Some grandmommy music.
This is the perfect music for this.
What is this?
Well, we found out that Grammy has been telling you the wrong information all your life about it, whether or not you should be swallowing gum. Turns out you can. Go ahead. Swallow it all. It's all fine. All right. We're playing a game called Grammy Says, Real or Fake. And some of these are just like old-timey wives' tale. You know, Grammy said this, that you believed and wanted to, you know, you better zip up your fly or the birds are going to get your worm.
My mom told me that one. That's real.
Well, that one's not on here, but yes, you know what? That's another point for you. You're starting.
You can't get points when we don't have a shot at them.
That's not really how it works.
I'm sorry your mom didn't tell you that birds eat little boys' wieners.
You knew that was a real one.
Doesn't he lose a point for the bubblegum butt thing?
What?
Oh, the bubble. No,
that was funny. That was pure comedy.
Yeah. In fact, he gets another point for that. So we're going into this game with Vinny a score 3, Maddie a score 1, and Bob a score 0. It's based on today's games that we've been playing all along. Here we go.
We got this, Maddie.
Grammy says, if a chicken sneezes before noon, rain's coming by sundown. Is that a real?
Real one or a fake one? How could that possibly be real?
So fake. Everyone's saying fake on that one, all right? Grammy says, no, that is correct. Don't plant corn when your feet are cold. Don't plant corn when your feet are cold.
What is planking corn?
Plant. Don't plant your corn when your feet are cold.
Oh.
Should I not do the Grammy voice?
No, I just needed it.
You damn fool, you whippersnapper. Don't plant corn when you're... I'm drawling. That's what I can't say it any other way. Don't plant corn when your feet are cold.
That's real.
I'm going real.
Real.
Real it is. Score is 5 for Vinny. Maddie has 3. Bob has 2.
Bob had a knowing look on her face.
Hang a braid of garlic in the kitchen to keep gossip out your house. I left out some words. Hang a braid of garlic in the kitchen to keep gossip out of your house, says Grammy. Hang a braid of garlic in the kitchen. Helps keep
gossip out
of your house.
Either yes or no, guys.
Vinny wants to steal my answer. You go first.
Oh, boy. She's holding back.
I'm going false.
You say fake on that one.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's
false.
That's a fakey. Yep.
Oh.
Or is that werewolves? One or the
other.
Vampires. These vampires, yeah.
Okay.
Stir your tea counterclockwise and you stir in sorrow. Stir your tea counterclockwise and you're stirring in sorrow.
True.
I'll go true.
False.
It's true, Bob. Sorry about it. Current score is Vinny 7. How do you get 7? Oh, you had 3 to start with, right?
Yeah.
Maddie has 4, and Bob has 3.
Collusion.
Wait, did I say false or real?
Whoa, come on.
Which one did you say?
Listen, moving on.
I actually may have gotten that one. I might have screwed that one up. It's a real one, supposedly. You can't trust a man who won't eat pie. You can't trust a man who won't eat pie.
That's just true. I mean, real.
I'm going to go true, too.
Everyone's saying true?
Yeah.
No, it's fake. It's
oh, boy. Wow. No, that's all right.
Well, I still won't.
All right. If you sneeze while holding the cat, you'll fall in love before spring.
What the
If F? You sneeze while holding the cat, you'll fall in love. Is that something that the grandma said?
No.
If you sneeze while holding the cat, You'll fall in love before spring.
False.
False.
Everyone says false. You're all right. A spoonful of bacon grease cures heartbreak and hiccups.
Oh, yeah.
A spoonful of bacon grease cures heartbreak and hiccups.
True.
That sounds so disgusting, but, true.
That's a fake one.
Ah!
If your nose itches, company's coming.
False.
Is the itch on the inside or the outside?
It just
of your
says nose itches.
I'm just trying to get a little more clarification.
If your nose itches, companies are coming.
I'll say yeah.
You're saying yeah?
Is it itching in here?
Sure, in there, yes.
Oh.
Let's go with that.
I'm going to say no then.
You're saying no and you're also saying no? Maddie, that's a point for you, baby.
All right.
Wait,
one was a real one.
So
I'm
going to
need some fact checking on this. How? How does it?
Yeah,
it's just an old wild.
Nobody,
old
it doesn't. It's, these aren't. The question is not whether or not these things are true and work. It's whether or not they're real. They're real sayings that Grammy said.
Oh, I thought it was whether or not it was real.
It is a real saying that Grammys sometimes say, or it's a totally made up saying that no Grammy has ever said ever. Okay, this is a final one. Rub an onion on your feet cures a cold. Rub an onion on your foot.
Absolutely.
That'll cure up a cold.
Absolutely.
You're all set. I love this music, by
the way.
I'm
going to say yes, too.
All right.
I'll say false.
It's yes, Bob. I'm by a score of 8-5-6.
Oh, and he got those 2 3 points.
He got 3. I think you actually would have beaten him. We got 8 for Vinny. That's a win. Maddie, you got second place with 6. Sorry about it, Bob. Bob got 3.
Victory!
El Campeon del Pueblo! Goodbye. Oh, sorry. You weren't done yet. Taking your time today. Oh, thank you. Oh. Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, blow one at me. Thank you. I'll come and catch it. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's so nice. I have a little jar. Blow it right in.
Right on my cheek.
Okay, goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane Show. Actually, keep it here all day. We got Barry Manilow tickets in Jane Show. We have Outside Lands tickets all day. And the next time and Survivor's on tonight.
Is it Friday tomorrow?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's only Thursday. But still, Thursday's a good day. It's not Friday, but it's still a good day.
Thank you.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.